RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, indeedy. Welcome in to a Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. You are tapped into the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside the super producer, Anthony Haney. We will take you up to 7 o'clock, another full three-hour rodeo. Me and you, the super producer, at 301-230-0980. You know, if you're too shy to get on the phones, if you don't have time in your day to get on the phone, you know how to reach us. It is at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. A heck of a lot to get into. A heck of a lot to get into. I was laughing because I thought Tom was walking in here because Chris Russell decided to totally sabotage the studio on his way out. So now we're lacking resources. But I'm a power player, so we're going to roll with the punches. A lot to get to. Speaking of Chris Russell, maybe he decided to mess the computer up because he knew he was joining the show in the 5 o'clock hour. We will hear from the Rooster as we get his thoughts on a bevy of different things related to the Washington Commanders as they wrap up their bye week. We'll let you hear from our pal Tom Shad of the Washington Post. He put together a very interesting piece, and I was actually texting with Tom yesterday to try to get him to hop on the show. But it's the bye week. Everyone's got their own thing going on. I totally understand it. He asked a really, really good question to Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. And in this opening hour of the show, we're going to take a look at the question that our pal Tom Shad raised to DQ, because it's a good one. Culture is something that's so big in professional sports, and it's something that's really turned into a talking point here with the Commanders football team. When you think about the Bruce Allen era, when you think about the Ron Rivera era, and now here in year two of Dan Quinn, culture is a big reason for a lot of success amongst pro sports. I will say this. I don't know if people want to underscore the importance of it. I just don't know how many bad teams in the pro sports world have won with a bad culture. So we'll look at this Commander's culture and ask this question. Are the issues this year a result of poor execution and injuries, or are there cracks in the armor of this Washington Commander's culture? We'll get to that here in the opening hour of the program. As I mentioned, Chris Russell going to stop by in the 5 o'clock hour. And then I want to play you some of an interview, a couple of bites from an interview that Grant and Danny had the other day. Herm Edwards, who is the college head coach of Jayden Daniels at Arizona State, he joined Grant and Danny a couple of days ago and really provided a bunch of gems about Jayden Daniels and really taking us inside the thought process of the QB1 here in Washington. So we'll let you hear from Herm Edwards here throughout the program as well. But I want to start here. Thursday Night Football last night. By the way, I don't know whether or not we're crediting Doc with a pick from last night, because I don't know if he made one, and I know he's listening right now. I'm the only one on the show that had the kahunas, that had the stones to choose the Houston Texans. And as I said yesterday here on the program as we were wrapping up, they are getting ready to catch the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC South. Remember it. Remember that. They're getting ready to catch the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC South. And it's no shade to the Colts. It's just the byproduct of the tough, difficult schedule that Indy has to try to navigate through down the stretch. And watching them last night, if I'm being totally honest, watching Houston last night, it almost frustrated me. Their defense is nasty. Their defense is legit. They're still my AFC pick for the Super Bowl. I can't, you know, renege on my pick now. But that group and what they have accomplished on defense, the job that Nick Caserio has done putting this defense together by way of what? By way of the draft. It's super impressive. From Kamari Lassiter to Henry Tutu to Caden Bullock to Jalen Petrie to Derek Stingley to Kamari Lassiter. I mean, they've got to Will Anderson. They've got guys littered across this defense, and they got them all by way of the NFL draft. This is how you do it, Washington. You don't build a defense through free agency with a bunch of picks and old veterans. You go out and you find your type of guys. You find, quote, commanders. And we talked about this yesterday in terms of just the importance level of this offseason for one Adam Peters. He's got to leave no stone unturned in terms of finding premier talent in the draft. He's got to find a way to do it. He's got to find a way to do it, man. And this offseason is so, so important. Ultimately here for this regime. And we'll have this conversation, too, as we continue to roll throughout the show. Is this a situation right now where, if you're Adam Peters and company, have you already blew it? And I don't mean to ask that, you know, to sound like a jerk. But have they already blew it? What do I mean by have they already blew it? When you look at what Houston was able to accomplish and the guys that they were able to snag via the draft, it's hard for me to not look at Washington in that 2024 draft class in particular. When you think about the 3 second-round picks, I think it was 5 picks in the top 150. That is how Houston built their defense. It wasn't all first-round picks. Jalen Petrie's not a first-round pick. Henry Tutu from Bama, the linebacker, is not a first-round pick. Kamari Lassiter is not a first-round pick. But they had several bites at the apple, and boy, does the apple taste good. Boy, does the apple taste good. That's the difference between Houston and Washington. Think about the similarities within this organization, within these two organizations. Both of them have young franchise quarterbacks that happen to be from the Inland Empire, by the way. Both of them have bona fide number one wide receivers, talking about Nico Collins and Terry McLaurin. Both are led by defensive-minded head coaches, talking about D'Amico Ryans and Dan Quinn. And both are led by two highly respected talent evaluators in this league, talking about Nick Caserio and Adam Peters.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
A lot of similarities between the organizations. There just are. You cannot deny that. But the difference here has been the success in the NFL draft. Houston has knocked it out of the park. Jalen Nowell, Woody Marks. I mean, the list goes on and on. They get guys. They draft talent. You know what I'm saying? It's what they do. They figure it out. By hook or by crook, through hell or high water, they're going to find a way to get it done in the NFL draft. And I wonder, I'm not trying to be messy when I say this, did Washington miss their window in that early 2024 time in terms of what they had in the top 150? Ending up with Ben Sinnott and Mikey Samers still and Jazan Newton. You should have three guaranteed starters. A lot of these second-round picks turn into blue-chip players in this league, and ours aren't. And I hate to keep, you know, harping on this 2024 class, but think about how different things would feel if Washington hit on all of those picks instead of whiffing, because that's what it was. You had five picks in the top 150. And only one of them turned into a starter. Like, that can't happen. That is how you set a franchise back. That is how you set an organization back. Which is why I go back to last night. It's hard to watch Houston. Because like I continue to say, the organizations are eerily similar. It is hard to watch Houston have that success last night. And by the way, guess who they won without? Guess who Houston won without, who they've been winning without? Their starting quarterback. So it's possible. You can do it. You just got to pick the right talent. You just got to pick the right talent. They've got to improve the floor of this roster coming up this offseason. They've got to leave no stone unturned in terms of finding ways to get marquee talent in here. And one thing that we were going to touch on at some point during this bye week, and now we've probably missed our little window here. You need more picks. Point blank. You need more draft capital. After watching Houston last night, that's the number one thing that comes to my mind. Number two is how damn good I am at picking games, because I picked them to win. But the other thing that comes to mind is you need to acquire somehow, some way, by hook or by crook, through hell or high water. Get me more bites at the apple. You have to. And I know we didn't touch on this much, but boy, do they feel like they missed an opportunity, even at the trade deadline, to walk away with Nathaniel. You got nothing at the deadline. Nothing. For guys that probably aren't going to be here next year. Andrew Wiley, unrestricted free agent. Nick Allegretti, unrestricted free agent. Well, no, Allegretti's got one more year on his deal. So let me stop lying when I say that. But you pick up what I'm putting down. There were guys here that could have netted some sort of return by way of draft capital that you just punted on, because you're good, right? You're okay with only having five picks next year, six picks next year, three of them in the sixth round. You're okay with that. Your first draft, and it's crazy because I keep going back to 2024. I have to. It only feels right that we keep going back to 2024, because think about how different things would feel if you hit on those picks. How we would be talking about this group right now if you hit on those picks. Can I give another example of a second-round pick now that I'm seeing the Lions on TV right now? Brian Branch, second-round pick. You cannot swing and miss in round two and expect your rebuild to stay on track. So I'll take it a step further. The two biggest blunders of the Adam Peters era to this point is the Marshawn Lattimore trade and the whiffs in round number two in 2024. If those two things went differently, we're talking about this group in a totally different light. You just are. Got to figure it out. You got to figure it out. Because at some point, Adam Peters, you're going to be on the clock. And I don't mean to say this and sound like an arrogant jerk, but I used the example yesterday. Chris Russell been around for a long time, baby. Kevin Sheehan been around for a long time, baby. I hope, God willing, I can be around as long as they are. But they've watched Scott McLuhan come and go. They watched Vinny Serrato come and go. They watched Bruce Allen come and go. AP, if you don't get it right, they're going to watch you come and go. Because you cannot swing and miss on these picks and expect to remain employed. Just getting rolling, though, here on a Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham alongside the super producer, Anthony Haney. We will take you up the 7 o'clock. Number to call us, 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Before we get out of this opening hour of the program, we will let you hear from former Arizona State head coach, former New York Jets head coach, Herm Edwards. He had some really interesting thoughts on his former college quarterback, Jayden Daniels. That's coming up bottom of the hour. When we get back, though, I got a question. Are the issues this year in the nation's capital with the Washington Commanders, are they more of a byproduct of poor execution and injuries? Or are there cracks in the armor of this Commander's culture? We'll touch on that next as the Team 980.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.